And so let's now take it even further. You know, now we're gonna talk about ethnic groups.
Easy music.
Let's insert illegal immigrants. You know, Americans, we wanna act all the time like because we're Americans that somehow we are of a class of human beings that is above everyone else, not living in America or not engaged in the same lifestyle, consumer lifestyle that Americans are engaged in. You know, so it's okay for, you know, people to be over here illegally if they're from Europe, you know, and they have the same kind of lifestyle or access the same kind of class system, quote unquote, values that consumer Americans do. But the moment that you get, you know, a group of people who are part of a production oriented lifestyle, you know, Mexican farmers, Mexican industrial workers, you know, Mexican restaurant, retail, and service industry workers, all of a sudden these people are destroying my life and they've got to be kicked out. How about we insert them into that abused relationship scenario? How about we acknowledge that in many situations we are the abuser? Not all, but in many situations we, American society, are the abusers. How about we insert black people into this conversation? I'm so sick and tired of hearing white people say, we fought a war to end slavery. We fought a war to end slavery, and then what else? Then what about Jim Crow? Then what about apartheid? Then what about the black laws? Then what about everything else that happened after that? Because it's so easy for black people to believe the lie that America feeds us.
Purchase your tracks today.
When we turn away from the truth. But it gets deeper than that, because here's the thing. When people who are not associated with these marginalized groups, for example, a black person who is not a gay or lesbian or trans, who decides that he's not going to stand up for LGBT communities, a member of the LGBT community who is not black, who decides they're not going to stand up for black people when black people are murdered or when black people are treated as second-class citizens, when men decide they're not going to stand up for women's rights, what happens is the wagons get circled around the working class of Americans. And that's what's happening right now.
Easy.
Is you've got the working class of America has now become that abused figure, and we're trapped in an abusive relationship with two tyrannical regimes who don't give a fuck about us, and we're trying to choose the lesser evil. Some people choose the elephant, other people choose the ass, the donkey. But at the end of the day, we are not helped by and large. All of us helped by one or the other. We're constantly pitted against each other. My question is, when are we going to stand and say enough is enough?